This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You guys got your coffee this morning? Welcome to the show. It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. My name is Moose, and that's Breezy, and we are just
checking in
on those good vibes. I'll tell you what, this cup of coffee this morning, it's doing it for me. This is the best part of my day.
You're loving it?
When I wake up, nobody's here, including you, and it's just I'm by myself in the studio before the show starts. Best part of my day. It's the best part.
I literally love that for you.
Because I know when I pour a cup of coffee, coffee's on my side.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing in the morning. It's like, yeah, I know what you're about to go through. I'm with you. And I'm like, yeah, that's to me, it's like a good team right there. Coffee will never fail you. It's always there. You can always count on it. And that's the type of respect that I wish to have with somebody in the future. That's the type of love I hope to find. You know what I mean?
I love that for you. Good. Well, you're going to crush. Hopefully that doesn't, you know, set your heart on fire, but these things happen.
Yes, the acid reflux is through the roof.
Mm-hmm. For sure. All right. Who else is here for their good vibes, for their good feels, just checking in? A lot of people have been waiting to chat with us, which is so valid and so fair.
I know. What, how long has it been?
It's been like 5 days.
It has.
Megan is one of those people.
What's up, Megan?
Megan is excited, and she says, I'm feeling good and ready to crush these last 3 weeks before Christmas break. You know, it's always so crazy because you get Thanksgiving break, and then you got to go back to work for like 2 or 3 weeks, then you get Christmas break. And this year, with Thanksgiving being as late as it was, it's like, yeah, we're going to be at work for like a little blimp here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Christmas is going to be, it's tomorrow. Okay, that's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. It's going to be here in a couple days. And isn't that how it goes? It's because we're so caught up in our day-to-day lives that as a kid, as soon as December 1st hit, it would take an eternity for Christmas to arrive.
Right.
It couldn't get here quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, it's just go, 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 go.
Yeah, for sure. Amy's here. She says, good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. Thanksgiving was a blast. My birthday's in 2 days. The lake effect snow is horrible this morning, but it's beautiful. Have a great day, guys.
Amy's birthday's in 2 days? Lordy, lordy, look who's 40.
Yeah, that's great.
Grip it and rip it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, hey, can you fix my mic? They're like, yeah, maybe in like 2026. I'm like, perfect. Love it.
Are your vibes up?
Yeah. I mean, I have a really busy week this week. Yeah. And, you know, just been moving a ton.
What's your apartment currently look like?
It's horrible.
Yeah. And
couldn't look worse.
Do you have a sofa in there or is it all gone?
I have a sofa. I listed my corner desk on Facebook Marketplace for $100 with the chair. You know what I mean?
Oh, with the chair?
With the chair. Someone offered me $20. I was like, I'm so good. Thank
but,
you.
What did you list it for?
Insulting. $100.
I love it.
Insulting.
I live. Yeah. Facebook Marketplace is a nightmare. People suck. Hey, how much is this? It's $80. I'll give it to you for 30. All right, come get it. Can you drop it off? No, I can't. See ya.
Literally, that one video that woman who pretends to like be Facebook in person. So funny. Yeah, so I just really stressed about the move. Apparently, my girlfriend saw a mouse in my apartment.
Well, it's not the first. Yeah, I mean, how many of these do I have to take out? I already sent a message last year. They didn't come back. So now you have another one? What do you need?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Is it worth taking care of? Leave it for the next guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I got an email maybe like 3 weeks ago, And my property manager was like, there's been mouse sightings in the building. And I was like, not my apartment. Couldn't be my apartment. And then apparently my girlfriend saw one on Saturday, but maybe Friday. But
these old homes, especially in the Park Ave area, it's the inevitable. It's going to happen. You know what I mean? And it's getting a lot colder right now. So you got a lot of rodents that are looking for shelter.
I mean, not my shelter. Like, get out of my house. You know what I mean? Go downstairs.
Do you remember when I caught that last one? I don't know what happened.
But remember he licked the one trap clean? Yeah. You're like, I've never seen anything like it.
No, I've never seen anything like that. But, I mean, when we did catch him, it was a bloodbath.
It really was.
It was, like, splattered on the wall.
It was really bad. Like, I refused to go in. Remember, I had to move out of my apartment for the weekend?
Yeah,
it was wild.
I remember that.
I'm out of here.
All right, guys. It is a cold start this morning. Already right now, we're looking at 26 degrees, but it's going to be a high of 34. And I'll tell you what to expect this week coming up. I'm going to play meteorologist. I'll get the weather balloon out and everything. It's going to be a huge deal. So we'll talk to you about that coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800. 98.5,
the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, it's Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show, you guys. All right, let's send that weather balloon up. Let's check. I would be the worst meteorologist ever. You know what I mean?
So, guys, there's some things happening. It's like, what's going on?
All right.
Let's send it up. Precipitation.
Oh, there he goes. There he goes.
Right.
All right, let's get a reading on this. It says it's cold out. Yes, it is. Rochester is just 35 to 45 miles from really an intense Lake Erie snowband, which has dumped a huge amount of snow in places like Genesee and Erie counties since Thursday. But the Lake Ontario snowband has also produced significant snow in Jefferson County near Watertown. City of Watertown has also been blanketed with close to 40 inches of snow. That's a...
Well... You watched the Bills game last night. That was wild.
Yeah.
Also, my friend went home for Thanksgiving. She's from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Normally that drives like 4 hours. It took her 7. It was whiteout conditions.
That was brave of her to go ahead and weather the storm like that.
I don't even really think she knew until she really hit like, you know, Buffalo, Erie type of moment. And... then she hit, you know, right before Rochester, it was clear skies. I'm like, yeah, she's sending us videos. I'm like, there's nothing happening here.
I know.
It's crazy.
So the winds shifted last night, and the Lake Ontario snowband is expected to shift south, coming closer to basically Lake Ontario. So the closer you live to the lake, obviously the better chance you will see accumulating snow mm-hmm. in the next 24 hours. But this will likely be the first. There was a dusting this morning.
Yeah.
This was the first snow of the season. Very late for us, if you will. December, I mean, we broke some records there, but accumulations will vary from town to town. The morning commute would be, I would say, the main concern for a lot of people, just in case some of the roads were not salted. Drive carefully. Most of the occasional lake snow should taper off this afternoon. But it is being said that 3 to 8 inches for portions of Wayne County is definitely likely. Because accumulating snow is likely expected for later Wednesday into Thursday and Friday, it appears winter is definitely here to stay for at least the first week of December. And there you have it. All right, guys, don't drink and drive, but also don't drink and shop. It's Cyber Monday. And over the weekend, yeah, I had a couple. If that's what you want to call it. Next thing I know, my cart is full of crap that I purchased, and I should have been shopping for other people. But does anyone else, when Christmas shopping, use the mentality, one for you and one for me?
Yep.
Cyber Monday, what kind of shopper are you? We'll talk about it coming up next. What type of holiday shopper are you? Bargain hunter, early bird, what are you, last minute? Do you shop all year round? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Or do you do what I do? I get drunk and purchase a whole bunch of stuff for myself.
This always happens. Whether it's the holidays or just a random Tuesday in March.
I know. Should be shopping for others, and it's never the case. I don't know. You want to hear what a bad uncle I am?
Mm-hmm.
It's no problem. I'll tell you.
I would love to.
So on Thanksgiving, my niece and nephew bring me their Christmas list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I was first thing on the list, AirPods. I'm like, hold on a second. I said, you guys don't even own a phone. Like, right. Yeah, but we all have iPads. I'm like, oh, well, I guess that's true. I was like,
you're
what
like,
else?
Got me there.
What else? What else do you have on this list? My nephew goes, Uncle Moose, I really, really, I need a wallet. And he's not wrong. This kid at one point had like $400 of cash in his pocket.
Dear.
I'm like, what are you doing with that?
How does he have that much money?
People give him money, and it's like, I tell my brother, I was like, hey, do you realize your son's walking around with a buttload of cash? So I was like, all right, let me get you a wallet to teach you how to store money properly. Not it, you know, hanging off the side of your pants, coming out of your pocket.
He's getting robbed.
So I find him a wallet that he really likes. And I don't know. That's the main reason I'm at Tin Cup on Saturday. I'm having some drinks with the guys just as a little going away thing to our buddy Todd. Got to say goodbye to him.
Said seven parties, but yes, continue.
And I purchase everything on Amazon except the one thing I'm supposed to get for my nephew.
The wallet.
Never got it. I'm like, oh, this is terrible.
And why is it that when you do something like that, you feel like, whenever I place an Amazon order, and I know it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, but whenever I place an Amazon order and I don't get the one thing, I'm like, well, I have to wait till the next batch. I have to wait till the next order.
Because you've already spent
so much. One thing.
I know you've spent so much money. And for those of you who don't know, yes, today is Cyber Monday. And 59% of Americans plan to shop today compared to 53% of people who prefer to just do it on Black Friday. This really is an even busier day for shopping than it was on Black Friday. And it's like, God, we really do buy a lot of crap, do we not?
We do.
And there are people like myself that they have a little bit to drink, and it's one for you and one for me. That's how people shop. And I was just like, I was so disappointed in myself, too, because I'm sitting at Tin Cup. I see a watch I wanted for $180, and I purchase it. I'm like, what am I doing?
What are you doing?
I know. I'm sitting on a bar stool, and I paid $180 for a watch. And I'm like, this would look great on me.
It's really bad. You know, it's hard because everyone's like, I don't know. It's just so much debt for Christmas. And it's like, well, when you're shopping the way that you shop, you're not even buying Christmas gifts. You're buying gifts for yourself.
And it snuck up on me. Guys, I do not recommend having a couple of drinks and then shopping. So if you go on to like, listen, we're on Amazon almost every day. We're just browsing. We're just window shopping.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see the deals, 36% off. New Bose headphones, Cyber Monday deal, 54% off. Okay? Look, I'll read it to you. So it's $160 right now. List price, $350. Were they always $350?
No.
Or were they always $160? Like, no, I don't know.
I think the whole thing is a scam. I think they just mark random things to make you feel the placebo effect of getting a deal. And it's not true. I don't think it's true.
I know these Studio B headphones are expensive. But, I mean, I'm like, oh, man, that's how they get you. Did you see that new documentary that came out on Netflix about, what is it?
Oh, like the buy now thing?
Yeah, buy now, yeah.
I haven't seen it, but yeah. I heard it's incredible.
It puts a lot into perspective.
Been trying to become a minimalist for, I don't know, the past decade.
What does...
Not going well.
What is a great example of someone who's a minimalist? Because I like to put myself in that category and think that I am, but I don't know if I am or not.
I don't think you are. A minimalist is somebody who, normally their apartment's not decorated at all because they don't have anything on the walls.
No.
Yes. They have like one chair and like
really?
A side table.
Oh, I don't want to live
and like,
that way.
That's it. They don't even think they own a TV. That's how minimal.
I thought it was just people who don't collect a whole lot of stuff. Like I
no,
own
that's
what
just
I own.
Baseline. They have like one shirt, two pairs of pants.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a minimalist.
Oh yeah, that's not. I need options.
Not for me. I'm sorry your fashion shot sucks. That's not my problem.
I need options. I went somewhere for a weekend once, and my father was pissed at me because I brought a big suitcase. He goes, hey, you're going overnight. What are you doing? I was like, well, I don't know what kind of. I bought 4 pairs of shoes.
Whenever I'm packing, I'm like putting things in my suitcase that I haven't worn in 5 years. I'm like, but I could. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
a
could wear it.
Yeah, I just need options. I don't know what's going to take place in the next 24 hours.
Right. Anything Some could happen.
I wish I was better at that. I really do.
Yeah.
It's the, I don't know, it's the woman in me.
Oh my God.
So the deals are today for Cyber Monday, and people are getting after it. And just some tips for you guys. Don't buy the crap if you don't need it. And if you're going to shop for others, then shop for others. You know?
But
after you drink a bottle of Cabernet, yeah, you start seeing a couple of things that you like.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you just dropped $400, like me. And half of that was on a watch.
It's too much.
It's going very well.
98 PXY.
All right, let's get into it. For There I Said It, this is your chance to clear
the air.
585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to get something off your chest this morning. First person weighing in, our lovely listener, Lyle. Sup, Lyle? Lyle says, I love the holidays, but I refuse to give thanks. There I said it. Okay, let's go over. Well, gratitude is the cheat code to life. That's what they tell me. Melissa says, I am beyond crushed and upset that my sweet, handsome man, Josh Allen, is engaged. I'm counting the days until he leaves her for me. There I said it. You're probably going to want to keep counting, Melissa. So sorry.
Yeah.
He is off the market.
That was wild to see over the weekend. So happy for him and our girl, Haley
Steinfeld.
Haley Steinfeld. I love her music. I love her movies.
What
She's
does
the
she
best.
Sing? Like, what's one of her songs?
Most girls are smart and strong and beautiful. Most girls.
Oh, wait.
I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you.
Oh, wait. Here's one. Let me go. This is. Oh, this is Haley Steinfeld.
This is her.
Because I know the tune. I just didn't know her name. Josh Allen, you dog, you.
Yeah, she's the best. You main
fans. She's cute. She's very cute. We're all very happy.
She was also in Pitch Perfect. She's crushing it.
Oh, she was?
She was.
Yeah, she is an actress. She's got like 20.5 million followers on Instagram. Our boy Josh has like 1.2, so he's got some catching up to do. Not that anyone's keeping count.
Not that you check it every morning, but other than that, it's literally fine.
Let's go over to our boy Chris. He says, treating your bullies with kindness is not the way to go. There, I said it.
I disagree.
I disagree, too.
Disagree. Someone read me to filth over the weekend, and my response was, happy holidays, heart. So, there's that. Yeah. You're like, you're the dumbest person I've ever met. Like, oh, dear.
Keep it classy.
Who else is here? This person says, being the second choice is kind of nice. There, I said it. No pressure to always be there. Kind of just come as we go. No travesty if I don't make it out. It's honestly kind of the way to go.
She must be talking about her boyfriend. Yeah, she's yeah.
The side piece. The side piece.
Mine for today is, over the weekend, I got a chance to try other people's leftover Thanksgiving food. And I got to tell you, there are some terrible cooks out there. There are really some horrific cooks out there who love to brag about how great their culinary skills are. And I'll tell you, covering everything in garlic does not make the food better. There, I said it.
That is true. That is very true. But these things happen.
Too much garlic is not good for the tummy. You got about a 5-minute window before you just got to
run
it.
Or the throat. Oh, talk about acid reflux.
All right. What's yours today?
Mine for today is this. I honestly, I feel like moving is a very transformative period, and it can be very, very, very fun and refreshing. I'm not having fun. There, I said it. I'm not having a good time, and I'm doing it slowly.
Nobody said moving was fun.
Actually, a lot of people do enjoy moving.
Who thinks moving is a good old
time? Everyone I tell I'm moving, they're like, that's amazing.
Everyone?
I love that for you.
Yes.
If you need help, I love moving.
No, the change is amazing. The new chapter is amazing. The effort of bringing a couch up 4 flights of steps is not fun. No.
Yeah. So that's what's going on over here.
Intern Jackie, do you have one for today you want to share?
You can go over there. She doesn't have a mic, so
Yeah, let's hear from
we
our
love
girl.
A radio station with no mic.
Let's hear from our girl this morning. What's up, Jackie?
My unpopular opinion, a lot of artists that people like are not good at all. And I don't want to name names.
You should
Sabrina
name drop.
You should
what?
Oh.
I do not like Sabrina Carpenter at all.
Jackie.
We're playing her next. She's literally coming up in the log. All right. Thank you, Jackie. Jenna says Cyber Monday makes me so, so happy, you guys. And it's so much better than hitting the actual stores. There, I said it. Just finished all of my Christmas shopping. Oh, my God, Jenna. Already? She goes, I don't have to worry about leaving the house. I hope you guys have an awesome week and a great rest of your show. I love you. Good night. Okay.
Good night.
Bye,
it's
Jenna.
It's 7 a.m.
She's out. Peace out. That's impressive. You are done.
Wow. Goodbye. Good night.
And then let me go over to Carol that says, had the worst Thanksgiving ever. My husband threw up all morning from being hungover. My mom complained my house was too cold. My daughter got sick. My dog licked half the turkey. My father was useless and judgmental. This is usually the unhappiest time of the year. Can't wait for Christmas. There, I said it. Damn, Carol. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you had a blast.
Absolute blast. My grandma's name is Carol. Hope that wasn't her texting in.
Is it?
Who's really to say? And then we'll cap it with this beautiful text. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Wipe front to back. There, I said it.
Oh, my God. I
just read what's written.
I'm like about to take a sip of coffee, but I think I'm good. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-98.
For our friends over at the Pirate Toy Fund, the collection season is underway. It started Black Friday, which was amazing. It's the season of giving, and people are showing their love all throughout the community with those donated toys, those new unwrapped toys that they're donating at all these boxes. Moose was like, where is it? I'm like, malls, local businesses. And on Sunday morning yesterday, people stopped by the CHS ambulance in Calkins Road and filled that entire ambulance with just toys for the Pirate Toy Fund.
Oh, I love
so
that.
Really started the week off strong. And they're going to be out, and we're going to be out as well all week long. The toy drop-off locations are all over for your convenience, but all Rochester area malls, Eastview, Marketplace, Mall at Grease Ridge, Strong Museum, they all have their huge chest there. And then other places throughout the city have a little box. So if you're looking to donate, if you're looking to make a child's Christmas, holiday, whatever they celebrate, make sure you donate. It doesn't take much, honestly. And it really is such an amazing cause. We love our friends at the Pirate Toy Fund. We're going to be out, I think maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, at one of the spots, hanging out,
yeah,
having a good time. So don't forget, don't sleep on it. And then this Saturday, they're going to do the big reveal and count how many toys they actually collected over the course of this week at Strong National Museum of Play for the big reveal. Big reveal!
So if you guys do happen to be out and you see the bins, it doesn't take much. I mean, you can take one of the toys, throw it in there, that you've purchased. It really does help put a smile on a young child's face.
And everything stays local right here in our area. So it's not like your toys are getting shipped off to Oklahoma. It's
correct.
Really going to just stay right here and impact our community so deeply. So
coming up on the show, when should you have the talk with your kids about sex, protection, consent, and everything else that might be uncomfortable to talk about? Brittany reached out for Parental Confidential and wants to know if now is the perfect time to start talking to her 11 and 13-year-old sons about these topics. And if so, what would a single mom of two actually say to them? We'll get to Brittany's message coming up after the break on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
That's a new David Guetta song, on PXY Mornings, Forever Young. All right, let's get into this. It's Parental Confidential on PXY. Here's the thing. The question that we're being asked is, when do you have the talk with your kids? Brittany wrote in and says she feels like she's in a dilemma with her 11 and 13-year-old. Is now a great time to bring up the sex talk, consent, and everything else that you might have to discuss with them that might be uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm.
She writes, hi, Moose and Breezy. My name is Brittany. I've got two boys, 11 and 13, and I've got loads of topics of discussion as a woman who's been through the worst of the worst. consent, drinking, protection, you name it. I want to make sure I really drill it into their heads because, to be quite frank, they will be men someday. And I can't put men out into the world like the ones I've met. I lost my virginity at 12. Damn. Very young, very stupid, reckless. And I was with an almost 18-year-old. So it's been a bit difficult for me. I just need to make sure they understand certain things. And I also don't want to scare them by doing this too early. But also, they've got limited internet access. I know it's 2024. And I hear how their friends talk. I'm just looking for advice on when other parents had to talk with their kids about sex, how old were they, and what was actually said. Appreciate any suggestions and honest opinions or advice. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you, Brittany, for the message.
That's intense. Wow. 12?
Yeah, that is.
And yeah, I guess this is the perfect time to have that convo. They're 11 and 13.
And, you know, we've talked about this on the show before where a lot of kids, like you, Brittany, mentioned, they have limited internet access. But they're constantly listening to their friends and the information that they're putting out there. And that can also be really, really bad. Because God knows what they're saying or what their parents are telling them. Right. So having that open communication with them has got to be the most important thing you could possibly do. But going back to what Brittany is saying, 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text. If you have any advice on if you gave the sex talk to your kids, how old were they? What was said? I think them being 11 and 13-year-old boys, you better do it now.
Yeah, I agree. Because honestly, like you said, Brittany, you don't want them to end up in a situation like you did where you didn't know any better and you were so young and so naive. And yeah, because honestly, like, it's a mother and a parent's biggest fear is your kid comes home, girl, guy.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm in a situation right now.
A sticky one.
Yeah.
My father had the sex talk with me, and we all know how that went. Nothing. It's like, I'll never forget it. How old was I? 16? He just knocked on my door and said, hey, keep it in your pants, and walked out, and that was it. It was very interesting.
And you never forgot it.
I never forgot it.
Never once forgot it, so.
I don't think the same conversation was had with my older brother. I don't know what that looked like, but.
Did you ever ask?
Not really, but now I'm very interested. I should have brought that up over Thanksgiving dinner.
You should have.
Maddie is here. She says, they need the same talk that you had. Please also remember that when reaching the topic of consent, they also need to consent to everything. They should also stand firm on their boundaries. Boys' consent is something that's very much ignored in sex ed, especially today. Mm-hmm. I came in for Maddie.
Yeah, I looked it up.
What's that?
12 years old is pretty much the perfect normal age to be having this conversation.
Okay.
You know, I feel like girls and guys both go through changes. I feel like girls obviously go through a lot more. Or maybe they're just different. I don't even know if I can actually say that. But in regards to them learning these things, they're not always going to learn it in school. And they might be learning it from their friends who are also uneducated on the topic.
Sure. And it's a little bit more difficult for Brittany, too, being a single mom, she says. So this is something she feels like she's got a responsibility to take care of on her own.
Correct.
Joe is here. He says, your kids are not too young. It's high time to start the topic. I was 11 when my dad had the conversation with me. And yeah, it's uncomfortable, but definitely needs to happen.
Right. Definitely needs to happen.
Yeah, I got the sex talk once from my ex-girlfriend's dad.
Oh.
I was 18.
Seems
he walked in the house. We were making out on the couch, and he caught us. And I didn't go over there for like a week because I was scared.
More petrified.
I was scared of him. He was very upset. And I'm the type of guy where I wanted to stay and hash it out. But her mom's like, you should probably go.
You should leave. So, you should definitely leave.
And so, you know, he had the conversation with me because I'm 18. His daughter's 16.
Right.
You know, we're in high school. We're sweethearts. We're dating. But, you know, he said, hey, if it was anyone else, I would have murdered them. But I know you have the highest, most respect for my daughter, and I appreciate that. I know the type of family you come from. He goes, but here are the things you need to be careful. A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
That was very uncomfortable, but I also appreciated that he took the time to do that.
Of course. Of course.
Lindsay says, I think they are they are definitely old enough. Also emphasize consent because, yes, Lindsay's also saying it goes both ways. If they don't want it, they are absolutely allowed to say no, and it means no. No means no.
Period.
No does not mean kind of. No does not mean try harder.
On both ends.
Right.
Girls and boys. You know what I mean? Because there's this huge misconception, like that person said, where it's just girls who are victims and things of that nature. It's like, no, it happens to boys too.
And honestly, Brittany, I know you're listening right now. Your 11 and 13-year-old son, they know stuff. Okay? They've heard things. They're old enough to know what's going on, especially on the internet. They've seen a couple of things. So, yeah, have the talk. This person says, 11 and 13 is way late. We already started telling our 5-year-old about some of this stuff. How babies are made, puberty. He recently learned about other things from a kid's show called Dr. Binox? Binox? I don't know what the... Anyone hear of that show? What is that? If you make this a taboo topic, it will be a taboo topic. Start talking to them about it right now.
Right now.
And then I'll go over to our friend Julie weighing in here, who says, if anything, they are on the older end to just now be getting the sex talk. Mm-hmm. We view it as an ongoing discussion that starts when they are toddlers and continue out throughout the teen years.
Mm-hmm.
So now would absolutely be the perfect time, Brittany. And don't make it uncomfortable. Just be straight with them.
Just be cash.
Just be real. Like, hey, guys, sit down. I want to talk to you. I want you to watch all these naughty films and then report back to me.
No. No. If that's how you're doing it, no. Your big brother license should be revoked.
No, I'm just kidding. But have the open-ended conversation with them and give them room to ask questions if need be.
And don't make it uncomfortable. Just don't, because if that's the case, they're never going to want to talk to you about it ever again.
Like this listener said, don't make it taboo, or that's what it will become. Just mm-hmm. have the conversation with them, because they're not, some of the things they are learning, not accurate at 11 and 13.
No.
So there you have it. Brittany, now would be the perfect time to do it. Thank you guys for all the messages this morning. I know Brittany appreciates it, and we do too, because not being parents, we've learned so much over the almost 2 years doing this segment mm-hmm. together. Can you believe we 2 years next month?
2 years next month is two years next month is crazy.
January 3rd will be our 2-year anniversary. A lot of shows, a lot of laughs, a lot of tears.
Absolutely.
And we thank you guys for tuning in. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. What are we looking at for the temp today? Well, it's going to be cold. Like 34.
The only shoes that I have at my apartment right now are Birkenstocks because everything else has been moved.
Right.
So I've been wearing sandals in 30-degree weather. Everything's literally fine. No, everything's fine. Don't worry about me.
December 2nd, you guys. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many grown adults still refer to their parents as mommy and daddy? I'm sorry. I think it's so creepy. And my buddy over the weekend, we're all out drinking. We're celebrating the holiday. We're celebrating.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
He picks up an incoming call and says, hi, mommy. How are you? I'm good. I'm with some friends. What are you and daddy doing? And I stopped right in my tracks. I was like, and then I look around the room to see who else is hearing this. This is a 43-year-old man referring to his parents as mommy and daddy. Who's still doing this? Stop it. I did. I got the ick. I was a little weirded out. And I asked him, I was like, dude.
Sorry you don't love your parents. That's not our problem.
No, it's not. I said, dude, wouldn't you still... You still calling your mother mommy at 43? He goes, well, what else would I call her? I've been calling that her whole life. I said, no, I understand that, but you know, you don't grow out of that. You don't eventually grow out, stop doing that. You're a 43-year-old man. You're referring to your old man as daddy? What?
Yeah, I don't see. I'm team him. I've always been team him.
If you're not grossed out by this, you're effed up. There, I said it.
I don't know what there is to be grossed out about. Like, guys. I think it's so weird when people refer to their parents by their first name or like, ma, like, okay, or pa. It's like, all right, that's fine, I guess.
I don't do the ma or pa. I don't do the papa or the poopy or the peepees. I don't do any of that. Okay, it's mom and dad. That's it.
Yeah, but very basic. Couldn't be more basic. So you and everyone else in the world, mom and dad.
You're still calling Toddy, hot Toddy, daddy.
Yeah.
No, that's creepy.
I do. I call my dad daddy.
Intern Jackie, what, mommy or daddy, or just mom and dad? Just mom and dad.
I think it shows a lack of connection. I really do. It's like mom and dad is like the most basic, like baseline thing you can call your parents. And if you don't have a nickname for your parents, or your parents don't really have a nickname for you, they don't love you. Period. There, I saw that.
I'm
so sorry.
You're gaslighting me.
I'm so sorry.
I know you are.
I'm so sorry. I've always called my dad daddy. I've always called my mom mama.
I don't
always know
how some people do this, especially women. This is a very dangerous game to be playing when you have two daddies in your contact list, in your phone.
I don't know if it was a TikTok or a video, something.
Yeah.
And it was this girl, she was recording, and her dad was standing there, and her boyfriend was standing right there. And she was like, she yelled daddy to see who would turn around first. So sick and twisted. So sick and twisted.
That's why it's weird. Like if
I'm not in that situation, so I'm so good with that. But also, like, to your point of, oh, don't you like grow out of that at some point? When do you get your graduation badge of like, now you're gonna call your mom? Now you're gonna change what you've been calling your parents your entire life?
Because you grow up. Like certain things in life, you just stop doing. Like when your parents stop wiping your ass for you, you should probably stop calling them mommy and daddy. Courtney's here. She says, I've always called my father daddy, and it would feel weird to forcibly call him something else after 28 years just because it makes others uncomfortable. I've never felt the need to be formal with them. Is that what it is?
It's very
you being formal,
formal to call
them mom and dad?
It's like calling your parents their first and last name.
No.
What's up, Todd?
I don't know who refers to their parents by their first and last name.
I think it's pretty similar to just mom and dad.
Manny says, my kids call me dad, not daddy. I think it's weird, too. I'm with you, Manny.
I think that if you're calling your mom and dad, you're just like everybody else. Nothing sets you apart. Nothing's different about you. Your relationship is surface level, and that shows. I'm sorry. It shows.
I'm never
going to be bullied or shamed out of changing my... how I refer to my parents.
You're so messed up.
I've always called my mom mama. I'm never not going to call her mama. My mom is 60. She still calls her mom, who's 82, mommy.
You're full of crap because all the times your dad has called this show, I've never once heard you, hi, daddy. You don't think I would have stopped in my tracks if I've heard that?
I've definitely said it.
No way.
I definitely have.
This seems to be like it's a Southern thing. I've lived in the North and in the South and don't know anyone in the North who uses mommy or daddy. I don't know.
I don't understand why it's so bothersome to you. It's a private thing.
It's not private. I guess I've just always found grown adults calling their fathers daddy to be really creepy. This person too, I'm 31, it's creepy as hell. I just don't get. I would never do it. Like calling my mom on the phone, being like, "Hi, mommy, is daddy there?" What?
I always am like, "What's daddy doing?"
It's hard too, especially because I've had people call me daddy in the past. Sometimes they throw big in there, but that's okay.
We don't have to share that. We could have gone our whole life without knowing that. This person says the graduation badge is awarded when you no longer depend upon your parents. I'm with Moose on this one. Grow up, Breezy. I will always depend on my parents. I depend on my parents for love. I depend on my parents for support. I depend on my parents for a good time overall. A great meal.
Laundry. A great meal.
Yeah, so I haven't received that badge yet, and I don't plan on receiving it anytime soon. So thank you so much.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Looking at a high of 35 for today. In the Rochester metro area is expected to get at least a dusting to an inch of snow by the end of the day today.
The dusting.
Areas to the east, such as Wayne County, They're saying at least 3 to 6 inches, but the Lake Ontario snow ban has also produced significant snow in Jefferson County near Watertown. The city of Watertown has also been blanketed with about almost 40 inches of snow. I mean, we saw the Bills game last night. We saw what happened in Western New York. Brutal.
40 inches.
The closer you live to the lake, obviously, I mean, the better chance you will see accumulating snow over the next 24 hours. But if you were up early this morning and out the door, roads were a little slick if they didn't get around to salting where you live. But it is being said that 3 to 8 inches for portions of Wayne County is definitely likely, because accumulating snow is likely expected for later Wednesday into Thursday and Friday. It appears winter is most likely here to stay, at least for the first week of December.
I got to get my snow tires on.
Oh, don't even tell me about this. This conversation between you and your mother from last year is giving me flashbacks.
I know. But
what happened when you didn't listen to your mommy?
What? Mama. Yeah, I didn't listen and my tire exploded on the thruway, but I'm going to get it done today.
Are you?
Do it today. I have the tire. I bought all new snow tires last year. $800 later.
What's the point when you can just get all season tires?
Well, I drive a Matchbox car, so.
And they significantly help you when you're driving.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah, it's better to be safe. I think you were in Syracuse when that took place, right?
Sure was.
Don't want to see that again. Coming up on the show, it is the green bean casserole that never was.
Oh, my God. So, we all have the story from Thanksgiving. Uncle Jim drank too much, started bringing up politics. Someone burnt the turkey. Someone's hand caught on fire from deep frying the turkey.
Some people tried deep frying the turkey in the house.
So not good. But what happened to me and my botched attempt to bring anything is why I am going to stand by never bringing or contributing anything to a gathering ever again. I'm traumatized. And we'll explain why and what exactly went down and who I'm blaming coming up next.
This is about to be one of the saddest stories you're going to hear all day long. It's Peaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And there was a fatality on Thanksgiving.
An absolute catastrophe.
So sorry.
It's fine. It's fine.
On a scale, after this took place, what would you say your Thanksgiving dinner was from a 1 to a 10?
I mean, it was definitely fine. It just...
Well, 1 to 10, 10 being the best.
It ruined my whole day.
So 4.
Yeah. Listen.
I'll rate it the same way you do your big, your Breezy big movie reviews. There's... terrible ratings.
So, listen, I've been very upfront and very honest with everyone. You know, my whole shtick is transparency, right? Try to be as open and honest as transparent as possible.
Right.
Regardless of what people say.
Sure.
You know? And...
You're so real.
I'm so brave. And I don't know, for the past 6 years... been very open and very honest about how I don't bring a lot to parties.
No, you don't.
I won't contribute much.
And why is that?
Because I really genuinely believe that my personality is enough to carry me through. You don't need a bag of Tostitos with some crappy jar of salsa from me when I'm going to be slinging jokes for days and making you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Right.
Okay. There's just no need. So.
Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I don't really dabble in... the hors d'oeuvre bringing and all that garbage, right? It's just not for me.
The same people who do what Breezy does are the same people that will leave with buttloads of Tupperware filled with food.
Where's the lie? So, as I've gotten older and more mature and entered my new era of my 30s, I have started dating someone who's... dare I say, the sweetest angel to ever live.
Younger than you, but definitely more mature.
150%. Goes without saying. She's like, what are we bringing to your families for Thanksgiving? I was like, bringing my families for Thanksgiving? What are you literally talking about?
I don't know.
She's like, well, it's my first Thanksgiving with your family.
Right.
I have to bring something.
I'm glad you didn't do this the first time you came over to my parents for dinner. You brought flowers. It was lovely.
Well, yeah, you held me at gunpoint to do so. So
that's true.
You're like, if you don't, I swear to God, I will pack up and go back to California. I was like, all right, fine. So she's like, what are we bringing? And I was like, I wasn't planning on bringing much, you know? She was like, well, we have to bring something. And I was like, we can bring the green bean casserole, because when I normally spend the night at my parents the night before Thanksgiving, I've been making that the last couple of years because I've always wanted it. Nobody ever brings it. My mom does a version of it, but it's more creamy. It's not really a casserole.
That's how my mom does it.
Like, it's more of a soup type of thing. Like, you don't eat it as a soup. It's more of like a dressing. I don't know. Regardless. No.
Who wants to slurp green bean casserole? But go ahead.
Regardless. Because I always ask my mom, like, why don't we have green bean casserole? She said, because I hate it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay. Tea.
So did you bring the green beans or and have them make it, or did you make it and bring it over?
So my girlfriend was like, we'll do the green bean casserole. I'll get all the things at the store.
Great.
And it'll be good. So the night before, she's in the kitchen just absolutely going to town. And when I say going to town, she uncorked the can and put it in the Tupperware, or the, you know, aluminum.
Uncorked the can.
Right.
Right.
Right, of course. And she started like putting it in the oven. I was like, wait, let's just do this tomorrow. Okay.
This is where it all falls apart. I could feel it.
So as I've shared with you guys, I've been moving to my new home in Fairport.
Yeah.
And we moved my bathroom over Wednesday night, and then Thursday morning was Thanksgiving. So I had a couple of things that I was going to donate and I was bringing down to the car.
The Birkenstocks.
And we had this bin filled with some things that I wanted to donate to my little cousin, hair bows, things of that nature. And I was like, can you carry the bin? She's like, no, I have the green bean casserole. I can't carry the bin. I was like, well, put the green bean casserole in the bin and I'll get the bags.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
And she's like, no, she's just bitching and moaning the whole way. Why do I always get stuck carrying the bag thing? Me. And I was like, you're literally fine. Just bring it down, whatever. So I'm going down. She is in front of me. She can't wait like 3 seconds. She ricochets the bin on top of the car. It's pouring, raining, snowing. And all of a sudden, the bin tumbles to the ground.
Oh, with the casserole in it.
The green bean casserole's splattered across the parking lot.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I just sent you a picture.
Oh, you did? Let's take a look at this bad boy. Let's open it up. It's all over the driveway next to the tire. Oh, this would have been the best side dish at Thanksgiving.
I was livid.
This is so great.
I was livid.
Oh, you were pissed.
I was so mad.
You have the storage bin with all your crap in it. Hair ties.
Yeah. Oh, it's all scattered.
Personal things. And then the green bean casserole is next to the tire, all over the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Is this at your house or hers?
Our new apartment.
This is your new apartment. And so you showed up empty handed?
Sure did. She was, we can stop at Wegmans and get more. It's like, not even worth it. Not even worth it.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That sucks.
It was, you know, not her fault. It was my fault.
But be honest. Tell all of our beautiful listeners. Did you guys have a blowout in the car on the way to your parents?
I was silent.
The silent treatment. We love that.
I was silent for 7 minutes. And she was like, breeze. What? Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Accidents happen. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it wasn't her fault. She just needs to do better next time. That's all.
Oh, you can look at me. Look at me. It was her fault, though, right?
Oh, no, totally her fault. 100%.
Peak Swine Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. Buying someone a gift for the holidays that you know they're not going to use.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. And like, I feel like a lot of the time, us, our families, our friends are only asking for something for the sake of asking for it. Because it's like, what do you want for Christmas?
What do you get the man who has everything?
I know.
And with today being Cyber Monday, I'm sure you can find a great deal. And we talked about this earlier in the show. The problem with Black Friday, the problem with Cyber Monday is some people like myself decide that when they're going to shop for people during the holidays, they have the mentality of one for you, one for me.
Yep.
And that doesn't help, too, when you're drinking. It's a problem. But I think with inflation and with how hard people are working today, mm-hmm. money doesn't come easy. And when you take the time to purchase somebody a gift, you want to make sure it puts a smile on their face.
Right.
Hey, they're going to like this. They're going to use it. It's going to be a good gift.
Right. And it's hard when you're having these conversations with your loved ones and you ask them what they want for Christmas and there's that long, dreadful, awkward pause.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, you know, one time I saw a reel of somebody using blank item. I think it could like something like that.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, we're grasping at straws.
Right,
here.
But are you gonna use it? Recently I was Christmas shopping for a family member and I asked them what they wanted. Same type of situation. And
who are you in charge of getting gifts for? It can't be everyone in the family. I mean, your mom, your dad, your brother, mm-hmm. but like extended family, like aunts, uncles.
So like,
how does that work?
My aunt and uncle celebrate Christmas with us every year. So I'll normally would get them something, not a ton of things, and my grandma too. So I'm buying gifts for, when it's all said and done, probably like 10 people.
Okay.
And then like, now I have these in-laws, you know what I mean?
Oh, the future in-laws. You have to buy something for them.
I know.
And you have to make it thoughtful.
I know. It's too much.
What that is, I don't know. That's up for you to decide. But
so I'm like, okay, what do you want? And the same type of thing. Well, one time I saw someone use this and maybe I could like something like that.
Did you get your mom? Because if you need to get your mom something, they do have deals on shake weights right now. Right. I'm going to get that for my mom again.
So I ended up getting the thing that they were grasping at straws at.
Oh, you did buy it.
And then we're having a conversation about it after I'd already purchased it. And they're like, yeah, maybe you shouldn't get that for me. It's kind of a waste of time. I'm like,
oh, how aggravating.
Okay.
When my grandma was still around, my mom bought her a crock pot and she lost it. Like, instead of being like appreciative and thankful, old people, when you get them a gift, boy, do they hate wires. If they see a cord they have to plug in somewhere, they lose it. My grandmother was so pissed. Like, what did you? Oh, look, the wires. Look at the wires. It's like, how about a, it's okay.
Or like, just like a thank you.
Yeah,
is fine too.
You know, I mean, you know, when you get to a certain age.
That
you just,
works just as well.
Right. You stop caring. But.
Or like my dad, for example, he's like, save your money.
My father like, too, yeah. Okay, save your money. And what's hard is when you have parents, kind of like our parents are pretty similar in some aspects,
right.
But my dad doesn't have any interest. Like favorite music, like movies, nothing.
Like, so last year for Christmas, I know, what's my dad's interest? Beer and money. Like, okay, I'm just going to give you money and a rack of beer. Like, you can buy that yourself. Last year, I had this grand idea. I was like, I'm going to get my dad and my uncle Top Golf gift cards.
Oh, that's perfect.
We were celebrating in Florida.
Yeah.
There was a brand new Top Golf right next to where they live in Fort Myers. I'm like, I've never been to Top Golf. Now we can do this experience as a family, you know, big experience.
Yeah.
Fam. So I get them both a $50 gift card. I book the reservation. I put down money on, you have to put like 20% down or whatever. My grandma ends up going to the hospital in Florida. We can't go. And now I'm like, can we just use the gift cards this year and pretend I didn't give them to you last year?
Now that's a thought.
I'm actually gonna look into that right now.
I think they're actually building a Top Golf here, right? Aren't they doing that by the
Costco?
Well,
there's proposals, but nothing's set in stone. A lot of people are boycotting it at this time. But
I think Rochester could definitely use the Top Golf.
I do too. I just don't know how it would sustain year round.
Also, let's talk about the 12 days of Christmas real quick. Take a guess on how much it would cost if you were to pay for the 12 days of Christmas.
What's the 12 days of Christmas?
You know, like 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping.
Right.
How much would all that cost for 12 days worth? Take a stab at it.
I don't know, $3,000? I don't know.
$49,263 this year, because every year they update it. You know, like I said, inflation. But if you want to save money on this, you got to cut the Lords of Leaping. They're totally overpriced. But the 12 drummers, you can hire them, and it's $4,000. People, you know, people are doing this. 5 gold rings, $1,200. Where are you getting those rings from?
Damn, that's insane.
So don't be like me over the weekend where I was shopping for my nephew. He wants a wallet. I promised him. They gave me their wish list on Thanksgiving. AirPods, Nike. I'm like, oh, you guys are growing up too fast.
Every time.
So I'm sitting at a bar, and instead of purchasing for them, I bought a $180 watch. So how am I doing?
This is so classic you. This is so classic you.
Vibrant color, oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Another Monday, another Moosterpiece on PXY Mornings. I picked a really good one today, and I think it's all about the holidays. You know what I mean?
So much so about the holidays that last week we did the holiday.
We did. We acted out the holiday, and you crushed it. 585-252-9800. Feel free to throw out the name of the film if you know it. Breezy, I need you to think about the most toxic relationship you've ever been in.
Got it.
Now, I need you to take those emotions and apply them into today's scene, because this is a pretty toxic fight between a man and a woman struggling through a grueling divorce process.
Right. Got it.
And this film, I can't remember if it was nominated. If not, it should have been, because this is as real as you get with going through a divorce. I'm not speaking from experience, but there's a wide range of emotions that take place when people are in a toxic marriage such as this one. So, that being said, let's get our game faces on and really nail this one out of the park today. Do you have any questions?
No, I'm good.
You never do. All right, lights, camera, action!
Yeah!
Okay, oh yeah.
Okay.
In act! I'm going to get to set the tone here, too, so go ahead.
You're acting like your father.
Do not compare me to my father.
I didn't compare you to him. I said you're acting like...
You're exactly like your mother. Everything you're complaining about, you're doing. You are your mom.
First of all, I love my mother. She is a wonderful mother.
I'm just repeating what you told me.
How dare you?
You're just like your mother. You're also like my father and my mother on top of it. You're all the bad things about all of these people, but mostly your mother. When we would lie in bed together, sometimes I would look at you and just... ugh! I'd look at you and just feel so gross.
I felt repulsed when you touched me. Repulsed!
You're a slob. I made all the beds, I closed all the cabinets. Now remember, we're in a fight, so we're talking over each other, okay? So I need you to speed it up a bit.
Right.
Thank you so much. And action!
The thought of having sex with you makes me want to peel my skin
off. You'll
never
be happy. You're never going to be happy. You're just going to go back to the life you had before you met me, and it's pathetic.
People used to tell me that you were too selfish and that you were a great artist. I used to defend you, and they were right.
All your best acting is behind you. Now you're just nothing but a hack.
You gaslighted me.
Oh, please.
I hate you. Do you hear me? I hate your stupid, ugly face. Oh, God. Why? Why? I can't do this anymore.
That's perfect timing because the music ran out. Cut. We got to get better at your exit scene. I mean, you just like...
I mean, I'm so far away from the door now, it's just too hard. It's too hard.
All right, Breezy, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think you did there?
Yeah, it's like a 4.
4?
Yeah.
I was going to give you a 5.3, but okay, I like the honesty.
Yeah,
couple
great.
Guesses.
Something fell during that. I don't know what that was, but these things happen.
You really got into it.
I did. I don't even know what this movie is.
Did you think back about your last toxic relationship?
I did.
You pulled from that?
I did.
You did. Okay, I just.
I did. There were some lines in there. I was like, I get it. You know what I mean?
Okay, I wasn't sure.
I get it.
I'm not sure if I was buying it or not. It's not Die Hard. First of all, no. I'm so sorry, James. Thank you for texting in. It is not Die Hard. Couple guesses here. 100% correct. This is not an old movie either. This is from 2019, pre-COVID. We have one guest here from Christine who says, been there, done that, know the movie, it's A Marriage Story.
Been there, done that, she says. Oh, dear.
Not to mention, I mean, this is, by the way, if you don't know the film, this is with Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver.
Actually, maybe I have seen
this. This is A Marriage Story. And it's hard to watch because it puts so much into perspective. I'm like, oh, these guys were brutal to each other in this movie.
Brutal. Brutal.
And this scene that we just acted out was pretty, yeah, it was probably the toughest scene to watch.
Yikes.
So, yeah, enjoy that tonight.
Can't wait. Uplifting. Yeah. Truly.
All right, we'll get your review tomorrow where we can all listen to you score it a 1 out of 5. People on Facebook Marketplace need to chill.
No, literally, I'm insulted. I'm pissed.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I think now is a great time to actually talk about this. I mean, because so many people put stuff on Facebook Marketplace. I don't use it a ton, but talk about trying to lowball people.
Oh my God. I'm literally insulted.
I'm selling this ottoman for $350. Will you take $35?
No, literally. So I'm obviously in the middle of my move.
Yeah.
Moving, for those of you who missed it, moving to off of the beloved Park Ave. My Park Ave Princess era is coming to a close.
It is.
The sun is setting on that. And I'm moving to Fairport.
Even though this has been really an anxious time for you and has caused crippling anxiety.
Right.
I'm assuming now you're transitioning into more excitement now that you're getting more settled.
Yes, I'm very excited. I moved a lot of stuff and now it's just, I have 2 weeks left in this apartment and I'm just getting things out and sold and everything organized at my new spot. And with that being said, I'm moving in with my girlfriend and, you know, she's pretty established where she is. So
yeah,
we don't need a ton of things. We don't need a couch. We don't need a bed. We don't need these huge ticket items.
But you did. You did go buy a couch.
Right. But I'm saying I'm not taking anything from my apartment over there in the sense of those big ticket items, my desk, my couch, my bed, my kitchen island.
Sell it all.
It's not necessary.
Yeah.
So I'm like, everything must go. Big summer blowout. Huge sale.
Everything.
And, you know, I'm really annoyed and frustrated because, first of all, just the act of taking pictures and putting things up there is a pain in the ass. Take the pictures and make sure you take the right pictures because you don't want anyone to come back at you and say, can you take another picture? Can you add the dimensions? Can you do all, like, I want to do it one time and one time only. And I've been dragging my feet on doing so. And I put up my kitchen island with the stools. And then I put up my corner desk.
Yeah.
And a couple of other things. And like, I don't know. I'm always under the impression that this stuff will go as fast as it got on. And, you know, these are good items. And that's simply not the case. I mean, someone's coming today to get my kitchen island. They didn't lowball me. I had it on there for $150 with the island and the stools. Okay. Now, I paid $150 for just the island.
But you have to, that's the whole point of Facebook Marketplace.
No, I bought it on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, okay. So this is being recycled.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and the stools. I bought the stools brand new on Facebook Marketplace. I put them together. So all in all, I would probably have lost $50, which is fine. And then this guy comes in, he's like, would you take $100? And I'm like, I don't care. You know what I mean? At this point, like everything must go.
Sure.
What am I going to do? So he's coming today to get it. And then I put my corner desk up there with the desk chair, which the desk chair was like $60. The corner desk itself is like $100. I put everything up there for $100, desk with chair. This woman messages me this morning. I almost fell out of my chair.
Okay. How much did she want?
So
give you.
So corner desk with gray desk chair, $100. Hi, is this available? My husband could come pick up Thursday evening. He will be in your area for work. We can offer you $20.
Insulting.
I said $20? Question mark. We're sticking to a budget, and you mentioned you needed it gone. That's fine if that doesn't work for you. I go pass.
Yeah, I mean, $20.
I would rather put it on the curb and have someone grab it for free than get $20. That's insulting to me. I'm insulted.
But that's Facebook Marketplace.
I'm insulted.
I would love to hear if any of you have a really good Facebook Marketplace story. 585-252-9800. This is what you have to do on Facebook Marketplace. If you know you definitely want a certain price for whatever you're putting up there, whatever item you put up there, you got to think that somebody's going to try to lowball you at least 50, 60, if they're nuts, $75 off the price you really want. So if you're looking to get at least $100, you might as well list it for $200.
Right.
Because someone's going to say, hey, you mind taking $5?
Right. I was shaking pissed. I don't know why that made me so angry, but it did. And you know me, I love a deal.
I know.
Love a deal.
Hey, listen.
Not at my expense, but.
It doesn't kill to ask. What if you said yes? She may know. You got to ask.
Nah.
Even though it's insulting.
So insulting.
The last time I put anything on Facebook Marketplace, I told you I was trying to sell two end tables because I was moving across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Guy shows up. He's like, how much for the TV? I'm like, sir, it's only the end tables. He starts roaming around the house. These are nice. I was like, coffee table is not for sale. It's just the two end tables. Do you like them or not? He's like, well, I can give you cash for the TV if you're willing to part ways with it. I'm like, it's not mine. It's my roommate's. I'm not selling it.
Oh, my God.
He left with the toaster in the end tables.
Sucker.
I don't know how
absolute
he did it.
Sucker.
Oh, hold on. Let me go over to who's this, Michelle. Michelle says, what's up, guys? I know this is probably totally my fault, but recently forgot to set out a $5 item for a buyer for doorstep pickup on Facebook Marketplace. Instead of messaging me, she entered my house. I also had someone show up 15 minutes earlier than expected. She also entered my house as well. What the hell's wrong with people?
Oh my God.
People don't knock anymore? You just go into somebody's house?
Chill.
Twice. You got to be careful, especially as a single woman. If you're putting anything on Facebook Marketplace, you better just don't let anyone in your house.
I mean, at this point, come through. I'm going to do an estate sale at my place. So if anyone wants, I'll drop the addy. You guys can come through, take a look at what you want. And I don't know if I told you this either, but I sold my TV.
Yeah.
And I priced. So the person I know and I, they messaged me on Instagram and they were like, oh my God, what are you selling? I was like, honestly, everything. And they're like, I'm going to take everything. And I was like, okay, great. Come through. So I priced the TV according to like a bundled price.
Yeah.
So literally made out with a killer deal on my TV. Didn't take anything else. I priced the TV according to like, oh, if you're buying a bunch of things, I'll obviously lower the price.
Yeah.
Didn't buy anything else.
That was it.
Didn't buy anything else. So I definitely could have gotten probably $75 more for that TV, but that's fine, I guess.
This person just said, Matt texted in, was like, the guy wanted a ride home to get the stuff he was going to sell.
Right.
God, people are just insane.